The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And they said to him, "We will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but his disciples did not realize it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." And so they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because the number of fish was so great. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard this, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and he jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, but they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, and they came dragging their net with fish. When they climbed on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." And none of his disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus revealed to his disciples after he had been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. We're back here in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. Absolutely fascinating insight into the person of the resurrected Jesus. Seven disciples of Jesus go fishing. Five are named. Peter and Thomas and Nathanael and the sons of Zebedee. The five are named, and it says two others. So seven disciples had abandoned Jesus. They gave up on Jesus. Interestingly, they go back to what they were used to doing before they became followers of Jesus, which was fishing. So they're walking away from Jesus, they gave up on Jesus, and they go fishing. Now, fishing is rather interesting in the Sea of Galilee. Some years ago, I spent some time at a fishing kibbutz to learn how they fish. Rather interestingly, the manner in which they fish today on the Sea of Galilee, and fishing is a big industry in the Sea of Galilee, is exactly the way they did it in the time of Jesus. Now, the difference is they have nets are now made of nylon, and the boats are motorized. Otherwise, the manner of fishing, there were two. One was they have two boats with what they called a trammel net, a sejene, a big net which they hauled between the two boats and pulled it up and got a huge catch. The other was a cast net, where an individual would stand on the shore or in a boat and cast a net, one person, and haul in any of the fish that he might get. But the fishing, interestingly, in a remarkable way, I thought, is exactly the way they fished in the time of Jesus. Now they haul in a great catch of fish here, and Jesus appears on the shore and tells them where to catch the fish. They haul the net ashore, and they find that Jesus had prepared a meal for them. Now, what's remarkable here about this scene is that they gave up on Jesus, but he never gave up on them. Even though they abandoned him, Peter denied him, they walked away, they gave up on Jesus. Jesus never gave up on them. He is the one who takes the initiative. Now, sometimes people got to wonder about that. No matter how much you abandon Christ, how much sin you think you're in, Jesus never abandons anyone. And so he comes, not only does he appear to them, but he becomes their servant person. The ones who had offended him, he serves them. He is the one that prepares the breakfast. And by the way, if you read on in the sequence here, the rest of chapter 21, you'll see how Jesus reconciles Peter. That becomes very, very important. He reconciles Peter, Simon, son of John, "Do you love me? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep." And this is said to be the place of the primacy. This is where Jesus confirms Peter as the leader of the church. In 1963, Pope Paul VI made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, where he met the Patriarch of Constantinople, and they became reconciled in 1963 in Jerusalem. He just spent 2 days in the Holy Land, but reconciliation with Athenagoras from Constantinople was very important, because in the year 1053, 900 years later, the East and the West, the Church of Constantinople separated from Rome, and you had this great schism, East and West, and the reconciliation happened in 1963. But the second place that Paul VI went after this meeting with in Jerusalem, he went north to Galilee, and he went to this place called Tagma, the 21st chapter of John. And he said this was his favorite place in the Holy Land. Now, the teaching here is that Christ is always present to us. The risen Christ is greater than any human love. It doesn't matter how much a person drifts from Christ, Christ never leaves you. We might walk away from Christ, but Christ never walks away. It's very important to keep that in mind, because we're meeting people all the time that say, well, they don't go to church and maybe they don't pray, but Christ is present to them. Not just when they go to church, Christ is present. It's an astounding revelation of Jesus Christ. It's worth keeping in mind, because we tend to make judgments about people. You know, if somebody offends us, maybe we don't talk with them anymore, or we take them off our Christmas card list, or whatever we do to show our displeasure. Never with Christ. It's amazing. It's an astounding thing to pray about that and to reflect on it, that irrespective of where a person is, Christ is there. Christ is calling us to share in a meal. The servant is the resurrected Jesus Christ. Amen. Rather interestingly, too, I learned that at the Sea of Galilee, fishing at night was their primary interest. They usually fished at night because they could sell the fish in the morning. So there's a reality to this. This event becomes very real if you visit the Sea of Galilee and listen to the fishermen. Pause now for a moment of prayer.